Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Well, I've just come back from hours of interviewing people on the street, talking to the Information Bureau, gathering information about the city of Częstochowa to present to you. It's coming up right now. Częstochowa is located in south-central Poland in the Silesian Voivodeship, just above Kraków and Katowice, with a population of around 225,000. And most importantly, it has been my home for the last 15 years. But let's start with the most important question. What can you see and do in Częstochowa? If you aren't already aware, Częstochowa is home to the Jasna Góra. Portugal has the Fatima, France has Lourdes, and Częstochowa is the site of the famous Jasna Góra Monastery. The Jasna Góra is located on a hill overlooking the city, surrounded with beautiful parks, and is a destination to which millions of pilgrims travel each year. It is a common held belief among Polish Catholics that the Jasna Góra holds miraculous powers for prayers and healing. Perhaps the most interesting historical fact took place in 1655 during the Swedish siege of the Jasna Góra. During the siege, the Swedes were miraculously pushed back, and credit was given to the Black Madonna icon for saving the monastery. If you look closely, you can still see the scratches on her face today from that event. The Jasna Góra Tower stands 106 meters tall and is well over 600 years old. The monastery overlooks a stretch of three main avenues that make up the Aleja Najświętszej Maryi Panny, or Blessed Virgin Avenue. Along the 1.5 kilometer avenue is a collection of cozy shops, restaurants, and Częstochowa's best cafes. More on that coming up in a bit. Another must-do while in Częstochowa is a visit to the Olsztyn Castle, located just a few kilometers outside the city. The Olsztyn Castle was built in the 14th century and is made up of snow-white stone from the Jurassic period of time. Most everyone I know visits Olsztyn at least a few times a year to get some fresh air and to take in some gorgeous sights from up top. Olsztyn is also part of the Kraków-Częstochowa Upland Trail, which is a path you can take along the Jurassic rocks all the way down to Kraków with amazingly stunning sights along the way. Check out the link in the description to learn more about that. In terms of dining, Częstochowa has some fine restaurants. Of all the people I interviewed, there were three top restaurants recommended. Topolino Restaurant, located in the 3rd Avenue, took first place, and it is a tasty place to eat indeed. I love it for its Italian cuisine, but they also serve delicious burgers and fresh, crisp salads. My American family just adore Topolino. The pierogi bar, or bar pierożek, came in second place as the restaurant serving delicious traditional Polish food like pierogies, gołąbki, and Polish pancakes. My favorite dishes consist of ruskie pierogi with caramelized onions on top and meat-filled gołąbki, which are like delicious cabbage wraps. Nothing beats them. The third restaurant recommended is called Pod Ratuszem, which is under the ratusz, which also has a very diverse menu. The great thing about this restaurant is the underground medieval feel that you get while dining there. It's a great spot for meeting up with friends or hosting business associates. For tea and coffee, there are two winners. Café Belg is for tea lovers and Café del Corso for coffee and cakes. I couldn't agree more with these recommendations. They are simply the best. One of Częstochowa's biggest attributes is the ease with which you can travel around the city. Compared to other cities of similar size, it's hard to complain about the traffic as an everyday driver. You can reach practically anywhere you want in maximum 15 to 20 minutes. Częstochowa is really easy to navigate too, and what's great about the city is that bus and tram service are pretty decent. A full fare ticket costs 3 zloty, which is about 80 cents American, and will take you pretty much anywhere you want to go. New bike paths stretch across the town for easy commutes in and around the city, and the local government has provided public bikes you can rent out with the press of a smartphone application button on your mobile phone. But how family-friendly is Częstochowa? Over the years, I've seen Częstochowa blossom into a city that is ideal for raising a family, providing a multitude of activities. The first worth mentioning is Lisiniec Park, which is often called the Baltic. Here you can relax by the water on genuine beach sand that's been brought down from the actual seaside in Weba, a popular tourist destination for seaside travelers. Here in Lisiniec Park you can take a swim, have a picnic, or eat at La Playa restaurant, all while listening to live music with friends. Having been there a few times, I have to say you get a pretty genuine beach feel and it's truly a blast. Another fun place to visit with a family is the miniature park Gold Mountain, which allows you to see the most beautiful basilicas and shrines in their miniature forms from various countries around the world. It's a very educational trip, and I was surprised how much my kids retained knowledge-wise from the guided tour. It is also home to the largest statue of Pope John Paul II, standing at almost 14 meters tall, making it the world's largest statue of the Pope. What about higher education? Częstochowa is and has long been a city teeming with student life. There are two main public universities in town, the Częstochowa University of Technology and Jan Długosz University, that are ranked well among universities both in Poland and Europe and produce quality graduates. There are also private universities like Polonia University, where yours truly spent 7 years as an English teacher. I can say without hesitation that Częstochowa boasts some pretty decent sports teams. First and foremost is the Raków Football Club, located in the Raków district of Częstochowa. This year, people have gone crazy with excitement as the local team advanced to Poland's top professional league called Ekstraklasa. A sport I had never heard of before moving to Poland is żużel, or speedway. Włókniarz Częstochowa puts out a rather competitive team, and I have to tell you, the adrenaline that is in the air during the races is something extraordinary. Everyone needs to experience speedway at least once in their lives. Not far from the stadium is the modern Hala Sportowa, which was built back in 2012. It seats nearly 6,000 people and is a great place for concerts, boxing events, and it's the home of Częstochowa's AZS volleyball team. One thing to know about Poles is they adore volleyball and they really get into their national team. And it seems that that team is constantly competing for some kind of world championship. Częstochowa has traditionally been a city of steel and textile production, but today is home to several automotive companies like Brembo and ZF. ZF, or formerly the American TRW Automotive, makes seatbelts and airbags and also has a division employing talented engineers who design safety systems for your car. It is highly likely that some component in your vehicle right now was either produced or developed in Częstochowa. Oh, and if you're a beer lover like me, you'll be glad to learn that Częstochowa produces its own brand of beer. And it's a rather decent beer, I might add. A must visit is the Browar Częstochowa. Also referred to as the Oslo Pub, it is first and foremost a brewery, but it's also got a pretty good restaurant with a hotel to boot. And for a price, you can even have a therapeutic beer bath in their spa. What a truly cool spot. According to the people I interviewed, there are two discos or nightclubs that are worth visiting. On the 3rd Avenue, close to Jasna Góra, is a club called Don Quixote, or Don Quixote, which features levels of dance floors with different music schemes, and there's also a club called the Rura Club in the very city center. The Rura Club features a wide variety of music too, and has many live concerts taking place. If you're an art lover, you've probably heard of the fine artwork of Częstochowa's Tomasz Sentowski. Recently, Mr. Sentowski has been active in the city, painting beautiful murals in various parts of town. Two of his best are his version of the Tower of Babel, and this amusing mural near the train station. Częstochowa is developing fast. Over the last 15 years, I've noticed a multitude of changes, and the city government seems to be doing a lot for the city lately, starting with roads. The infrastructure is being modernized on a daily basis, and it's exciting to feel the sense of newness all around. A new economic zone is in the works, which will hopefully attract companies and bring in more jobs. And finally, after years of waiting, we'll be getting a large indoor water park. Residents have been waiting in anticipation for this facility for quite some time. And as a father of three kids, I know I can't wait.
I like to live here. For me, I have very few complaints. Częstochowa has very little crime. My kids can walk safely along the streets to and from school. I walk to work from home, and I only drive when I have to the companies where I teach, and that's not far away. And despite being a moderately large city with over 200,000 people, it somehow doesn't feel very big here. It's common, for example, to walk down the avenues and meet people you know on a daily basis. The only thing I'd like to point out is that Częstochowa, despite being associated with the Jasna Góra Monastery and the Catholic Church, is not a city with super religious people around every corner like many in other Polish cities think. I've met just as many agnostics and atheists as I have devout Catholics here. Częstochowa is a rather normal city with typical people you'd find in most other cities throughout Poland. So thank you for watching. If you have not become a subscriber and you'd like to see more episodes on cities in Poland and interesting places, you've come to the right channel. Click that subscribe button on the American flag here and become a subscriber. Thank you so much for watching, and I wish you a pleasant day.